You are now listening to the Photography Enthusiast Podcast. Welcome to the newest episode of the Photography Enthusiast Podcast. I am Daniel Lee, or Photos by D. Lee, your host. So today we're just going to be going over a bit about filters, mainly square filters and why I prefer them. So first, some personal updates as always. The first update would be about a shot I've got. So since moving to Sydney nearly over 3 years ago now, I've always found that Kirribilli or Milsons Point is my favorite sort of viewpoint of the city and the spot I really like when it comes to taking cityscapes. Now in regards to that, I haven't got a shot that I feel is like sort of really, really good and something that I can really be proud of since moving here. You know, a lot of the shots, pretty much any shot from there, you're going to see a million times because everyone does the same sort of shots, same spots and everything. In saying that, you know, even if it's the same image as someone else got, I hadn't taken one that I liked or that I felt was good. So I went out again the weekend before. And I actually finally got the shot that I was really happy with. So that was with the 24GM. I didn't feel limited by it in that focal length and using a prime rather than a sort of UWA. But I was really, really happy with the image. So I was really glad I went out. I also went out last weekend to shoot cityscapes as well. So really getting back into it. Got a really nice panorama and I finally got a really nice black and white image of Sydney CBD. Haven't posted it anywhere yet, but I probably... Technically, you can see it on photosbydlee.com if you check the slider. The slider has that image. It's the very last image on there, but I haven't posted on Flickr or posted on the blog post yet. That will come next week. So that is pretty much all for my update. I'm still waiting for my Freestop ND filter to arrive, which I've ordered. And I am also, you know, waiting for Samyang 85mm f1.4 to go on sale. I have to say, like, I'm hoping it's not gas and I won't regret it after. It does look like an amazing lens. I used to have an 85-1.4 and I absolutely loved it. So maybe I can get more into street again if I actually have that lens, because it just doesn't feel the same with what I currently have. Now, in terms of camera industry updates, there once again hasn't been a huge amount, mostly just rumors. When it comes to actual product announcements, Samyang have announced their 85mm f1.4 RF is coming to E-mount. Canon have also announced that they're, well, not so much announced, but Nakashita, it's like a very, very, I wouldn't even call them a rumor source. They're like a leak source, because anything they post is true. They don't post like fake stuff, you know, or just predictions, or this is what a source told them. If they post it, you can count it as a fact. They are saying that the R5 and R6, along with their kits, have been added to Canon's product list, and SKUs have been available, and a whole bunch of lenses for Canon RF mount have been announced as well. So we should get an announcement for them, they said, in the next month, which is really exciting. Otherwise, that pretty much is most of the news that's available at the moment, because as I mentioned, there isn't a huge amount of news that's been happening. There's obviously been a whole load of stuff with other political stuff, but I'm not going to go into that. So onto the main topic of why I prefer square filters. So first, it's probably a good idea to go over what filters I'm talking about. So ND filters, for those who don't know, they're neutral density filters. So pretty much what you can look at them is, they're a dark piece of glass that blocks light from coming in, so it can lengthen your exposure. You know, there are other types of filters as well, as circular polarizer filters, which reduce reflections and increase the color and vibrancy. There's also just UV filters, which pretty much do nothing but protect your lens in this day and age. It is my opinion, which, you know, you find most people agree, but depending on what you're shooting and what you do, it will sort of determine what filters that you actually need. Now, in terms of filters, even though there's different types, as I mentioned, there's also different formats sort of thing for them. So you have square and circular. So for example, with circular ones, you will end up buying them either, you can buy like the biggest size, which is 82mm, and then buy step down rings to suit your sort of lens. Or you'd, you know, what most people tend to do is just buy it fitting their lens. So if you have a lens that has a 77mm filter thread at the front, such as like the Canon EF 16-35 f4, then you would buy 77 and you fit it on there. If you want one filter that, you know, could work for any lens, that's where you would go for the largest one. Now, I originally owned 10-stop ND filter, I think it was a B&W one, but I didn't like it. There was nothing to do with the quality, but I found it created a strong vignette when I was shooting wide open, like not wide, at wide focal lengths, like 16, 17 millimeters. The next issue I sort of found was, you know, when I'm out shooting and I need to quickly change my exposure, you know, you generally want to get a reading without the ND filter so you know what the correct exposure was, especially if you're on the DSLR, and it's a lot harder to tell. So what I would have to do is unscrew the filter, do the read the meter and quickly check, and then unscrew it back on, which, you know, if anyone that's actually used one, it's not as simple as it sounds. Sometimes you have to line it up exactly for it to go on. You don't want to put it on if it's not completely lined up because it could get stuck. There's always so many issues with that. Whereas coming into now, why I prefer Square and why I use Square now. So with Square, they, depending on what, you know, camera system you have, I generally get a 100 by 100 millimeter filter. Now with these 100 by 100 millimeter filters, they come with a holder depending on which brand you use, which holder you get. You know, back when I first started photography, Lee was like the most popular one. They used to do fake Lee holders. There's a website called The Filter Dude. That's where I got my like Lee replica holder from at like 1/4 the price, which was really, really good at the time anyway. Since then, I ended up buying a whole bunch of Haider filters. Their filters, I still really enjoy. Barely any color cast. They don't reduce sharpness or clarity or anything. They work really, really well, and they're pretty decently priced. I think around 150 each. That may sound like a lot, but when you think about it, you buy that one filter, and honestly, circular aren't cheap either. They're probably around the same price. Then you get the holder, and all you need is actual adapter rings. So the adapter rings, what they do is they attach to your actual front element, like, you know, your filter thread. Then you attach the holder to that, and then that's pretty much it. So for example, when you're in the middle of shooting, rather than have to unscrew something, you just literally usually pull a latch, take off the filter holder, and that's it. You're done. It takes like 1 second regardless. And then you can re-meter, put it back on, 1 second, done again. It's really, really simple and really easy. And the fact that you just have that one filter or one size, you know, filter that fits everything, which you technically can do with circular, but you still have to mess around with unscrewing, screwing back on. That's why I much, much prefer square filters over circular for that very reason. In terms of different types, like I generally only use solid ND filters. If you do want to get everything 100% right in camera, then you'd probably be more interested in hard and soft ND grads. So what a, you know, or graduated ND filter is, it gradually goes from dark to light. So say, you know, at the very top of the filter would be very dark glass, and as you go lower down, that's when it starts to get more soft and not be pretty much as clear glass at the towards the bottom of it. The main reason you would use these is to balance the exposure. So say you have a really bright sky, but a very bright sky but a darker foreground. If you use the soft grad or the hard grad, that'll balance it out. The difference between the soft grad and the hard grad is you'll find that with the hard grad, it's, you know, goes very hard, quick from very dark to very bright. Whereas with soft grad, it gradually it's a soft graduation. It doesn't go as hard. So if you're doing something with a very flat horizon, so think of like a plain cityscape, no rocks in the horizon or anything, that kind of stuff, you could just use the hard grad, it'll be fine. Whereas you, if you have rocks, or maybe you were trying to use them for a cityscape with some buildings, that's where the soft grad would sort of benefit you more. I personally would usually just bracket my images. If I was to shoot where it's so bright that the, you know, sky is so bright but the foreground's dark, then I would just take two exposures, one for the sky, one for the foreground, and then merge them in Photoshop. Simple as that. That's why personally I don't really buy or own hard and soft ND grads. If they weren't as expensive, I, you know, probably wouldn't mind picking some up, but they'll generally cost you the exact same as a solid ND grad. When it comes to what ones I have, my current ones are, I have a 6-stop solid, you know, ND, a 10-stop, and I just ordered the 3-stop. So they all have sort of different uses. For example, the 10-stop, I feel like for cityscapes or if you got heavy clouds, that one is the best. It also, obviously, always depends on light. If you're going to do daytime long exposures, which when I do black and white images, I actually like to do them during sort of the middle of the day or when the sun's still quite harsh, because it does look quite nice. Whereas if I'm doing it more towards sunset, that's where I'll start using the 6. And then if you want to do it, wait till when the city lights are on, that's when your 3-stop filter comes in handy. Because, you know, for example, I did one the other day, sunset was about 4:45. I started shooting about 5. Even with that 6-stop, it was already about 2 minute No, sorry, 4 minute exposure. So that's how dark it gets really easy. Whereas a free stop probably wouldn't have been enough. It would have been, you know, when you think about 2 minutes, I'm guessing my maths is horrible. So, but is, you know, the six stop has its place. The 10 stop has its place. The free stop has its place. Some filter manufacturers actually do quite strong ones, such as 15 stops and 20 stops. Personally, I don't see the benefit in buying a 15 stop. Although you would save money, it's sort of very limiting on how you could use it. You're much better off buying the 6 stop and the 10 stop and just stacking them, which you can do. In terms of holders, I used to use, as I mentioned, one from the Filter Dude. If you do want something a bit cheaper, they're really, really good. I highly recommend them. If you don't mind spending the money, which to be honest is worth it because these things last you a very, very long time, I would highly recommend the Nissi V6 filter holder. So this one's very thin. It stops the vignette because the thicker it is, the more likely it is to vignette. It's really well built. The price, I think it's around $250, so not cheap, but it comes with a circular polarizer filter, which usually is around $250 itself. So it's really, really great value. It does work with other filters. Just you do have to obviously be careful in terms of the thickness of your filter, but I'm using those Hyder filters with this Nissi holder and it works flawlessly, like no issue. It has quite a good features of it. So you can actually, once you attach it to the ring adapter, you can actually lock it in and it has like a circular bit in the middle where you can lock that CPL in, and these little levers on the sides, you can scroll it around in circles to adjust the intensity of the circular polarizer. So as I said, definitely worth checking out if you're in the market for filters. I would highly recommend going for squares. Last you a long time. They're really good in terms of image quality. If you get the right ones, like I said, like Hyder 100 series or Nissi ones, and you know, they're going to last you a long time. You can probably sell them off, you know, when something newer or better comes out, if they can really make them newer or better, which I don't see how, because they already seemed pretty great to me. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it was a bit shorter than usual, you know, doing this a bit rushed because I had a uni assignment last weekend, so that sort of threw off my recording, but thankfully now I've got it out there. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Now this concludes this episode, so thank you for listening. If you'd like to see tutorials, reviews, or find older episodes of this show, you can find it at tpepodcast.xyz. If you'd like to see my personal work, you can find me at photosbydlwe.com. All of these links will be in the show notes, otherwise you can find my links and everything from my website. If you did enjoy this episode, make sure to subscribe so you can be notified when we release a new episode every fortnight. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening and I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.